Welcome to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are going to be looking at a deeper dive into God's plan for your life today. I know everyone's probably on the edge of their seats with that subject, but as we get into it, I'm going to have my special guest introduce themselves. What's your first name and your grade?
Henry, and I am in grade 4.
All right, and what's your favorite thing about grade 4?
Probably reading.
Reading?
Yeah.
I like to read too. That's pretty fun. Henry, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Spending time with my family and having, like, every year, sometimes we either invite people over for Thanksgiving mm-hmm. or Christmas.
Okay.
And we usually, like, eat all together and it's, like, really fun.
That does sound really fun. It's pretty fun to be all together, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Which helps us transition into our next question. What is something at Christmas time that's better to do with other people than to do by yourself?
I think it's unwrapping presents because, like, it's fun because you get to, like, see the present you gave other people get opened and see, like, their reaction of happiness.
Right.
And, like, you get to see other, and, like, yeah, you get to see your presents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that, too. It's, like, probably one of my favorite things in the whole world is watching other people open presents and just try to figure it out or be excited or be surprised or be disappointed. I don't know. It's all entertaining, right? And so, yeah, I agree. That's something. Can you imagine if everyone just went to their rooms and opened their presents by themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't share them.
Right. That'd be, like, anticlimactic, don't you think? You'd be like, meh,
meh.
Yeah. We're talking this year on the Advent podcast about how God is with us. When you imagine that God is with you, like, where do you imagine that he is? Like, where do you imagine that? Yeah. How do you imagine that?
If I take time to think about it,
mm-hmm.
I imagine, like, he's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I just think God is with me, mm-hmm. I sort of feel like he's just, like, at my side.
Mm-hmm. At your side, yeah. And how do you remind yourself of that? Like, if you're ever feeling alone or you're getting, like, nervous or something and you feel like you need him, like, how do you remind yourself of the truth that he's with you?
Like, sometimes I pray or mm-hmm. sometimes I just remember that he's with me, and sometimes I think God is by my side, so I'm safe.
Yeah, I love that, right? All of us need reminders to be able to be like, wait, this is true. This is what's true. He's right by my side, and I'm safe. So I love that. All right, Henry, would you help us dig into our passage today by reading this verse for us?
All who heard him about took it to heart, saying, what then will this child become? For indeed the Lord's hand was with him. Luke 1:66.
All right, so we're looking at the whole chapter of Luke 1, verses 57 through 66 today, and we see that this is kind of our key verse, and I love it because it's like all who heard about him, so like, that person and that person, that person, like all these people, right? They're like processing it and taking it to heart, and they're like, wow, what is this child going to become? We see that the Lord's hand is with him in a unique way. And so naming a child is an important task. Some people want to make sure their child will have a name that won't sound like anyone else's. Others choose a name that will help that child carry on a rich family history. Zechariah and Elizabeth thought that their ability to have children had long passed by them, yet God had done the impossible. They saw no higher honor than to name this son after his father, but God had specific plans for John. What joy Zechariah must have felt as he watched Elizabeth's belly grow. But remember, Zechariah couldn't speak. God had taken away his voice. No one heard a word from him the entire time Elizabeth was pregnant. In these verses, Elizabeth said that she would break from the tradition of naming a child after family members or the father. Instead, their child would be called John. When they turned to the mute Zechariah, he found a way to let everyone know this is what God wanted. As soon as it was decided, Zechariah was able to speak. From the time John was conceived, he brought joy and wonder to everyone around him. The news spread throughout the region. God was up to something. It was evident that John would make an impact on the world, and he would declare the coming of the Lord, of the Messiah, Jesus. So, Henry, why do you think the Bible says that people recognize God's mercy towards Elizabeth because of John's birth?
Zechariah was her husband,
mm-hmm.
and I think that from the passage,
mm-hmm.
I think that she was maybe, like, too old to have a baby.
That's right, yeah.
And so maybe, like, God blessed her by giving her a baby and allowing Zachariah to speak again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I love it so much. I just watch you process through that, right? And look in the passage to be able to be like, no, that's exactly what it is. God's mercy is being shown towards Elizabeth because she's pregnant way past the time when she could normally get pregnant, right? It's like a miracle baby. And then we see that the Lord is working all throughout the story very clearly in making Zechariah shut his mouth because he would have been kind of like doubting, right? In choosing a name for the baby that was not in like the family lineage necessarily. And then in really kind of sinking into the promises that they knew that God was up to something in the life of this baby and he was going to do something very special. So how does Zechariah speaking again after 9 months of silence point to God doing something miraculous?
So most of the time when people don't talk for a long period of time, it's either like God has done something,
mm-hmm.
or they're like really sad, like maybe one of their kids died,
mm.
or someone they knew and loved died.
So their heart is kind of like broken.
And, from the passage, it mm-hmm. seems like Zechariah, God did something to his voice,
mm-hmm.
and maybe like it was Zechariah obeying God's commands and naming the baby John,
mm-hmm.
maybe that gave him his voice back.
Because I think it kind of showed that he was like, okay, I'm here for your plan, right? Like, I'm not going to doubt it anymore. I'm going to be here for your plan. I'm going to do what you said to do. And then God's like, all right, then you can continue to have your voice back. Because he kind of made him like, listen for a long time. It's like, I don't think you know how to listen to me very good. Well, take your voice away so you can listen to what I say and have that be your first line of like interacting with people. I think that's exactly right. All right. So Henry, you and I probably were not born after a prediction from an angel, right? No angel appeared to our parents. But nonetheless, you're special, right? God created you special. He created you with a plan. And so when you look at this and you look at, okay, so how do I display God's plan for my life? I think all of us are trying to make sure that we do that, right? You're like, I know I'm created for a purpose. Henry's created for a purpose. All of our listeners are created for a purpose and what that is. And so what are some ways that you feel like you're like, I know that God created me to do this. What do you think?
I don't really know
mm-hmm.
yet. Mm-hmm. Like what God created me for,
mm-hmm.
but I know he created me for something,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that'll happen sometime.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's like super fun about being in fourth grade is that you are beginning to see the world around you open up, and you're like, okay. Because I would be willing to bet that you actually know more of what you're created to do than you're actually maybe even have words for it yet, right? Like, for example, are you created to hurt people or to help people?
Help.
Yep. Are you created to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it or to do what God has designed you to do?
To do what God has designed you to do.
Mm-hmm. Are you created to speak words of life or words that kind of like rip someone down?
Life.
Yep. Right? And so you begin to see like, okay, these are the general things that Henry's created for. And then in the story, in the narrative of God, Henry has a very specific purpose that actually only you can fulfill and that he's like writing your story for. And so already in Henry's life, we've seen like different turns and events and different things that have happened in the world around you and in your family that are shaping you and they're forming you into being someone now who he's using and someone who he's going to continue to use in the future. But I just want to encourage you, I want to encourage your listeners that yes, I am confident that God has things that he has prepared for you to do into the future, but he's also using you right now. And you don't have to be a certain age for him to be like working that in you and through you. All right, so as we think about God's plan, I think one of the biggest things is like, we're like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm growing in the right direction of his plan. Henry, what is something that you can be doing to make sure you're growing in the direction of God's plan for you?
I think that going to church mm-hmm. probably helps.
Okay.
Because going to church points me more towards God.
Mm-hmm.
And going to church, like, helps me understand what God is doing
mm.
in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I love that, right? You're like being around the people of God, being exposed to God's word, right? Kind of like having other maybe adults or other like friends speak into my life and kind of direct me. It's something that's helpful for me to be able to be like, yep, this is helping me, shape me, to form me into who God has made me to be. Well, I'm going to pray for all our listeners that God continues to give us clear direction for how we can be becoming who He's created us to be. We all have been given some unique gifts. Some of us have gifts that are the same as other people, but it's the places that we need to be able to use them to be able to build His kingdom so He can receive the glory, not us, but that He can be able to be like, yes, this is what I'm doing. I'm writing a story. You're a character in it, right? And I need you to be becoming who I've created you to be. So Henry, would you just close us in prayer by praying that, yeah, we would be able to see God's plan for our life?
Mm-hmm. Dear God, I know that all of us have a specific part in God's plan, and I pray that sometime soon or sometime later, we will figure that out and help God in His plan of glory to create the world and make it a better place. Amen.
Amen. All right, Henry, can you just close today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. We are so excited to see you again here tomorrow.
Starless shining, angels sing. Our Savior born, the hope He brings. In a manger, the King has come. God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall.